All right. Well, I'll get started and say it's a pleasure to introduce you to Luis Vasquez, guard. As you can tell, he's got great size and is very athletic. But Luis is going to be a great addition to us in the offensive line, especially where you look at the health of our offensive line, where we are, that Luis was a priority for us to be able to come in here and help us out on the offensive line, and that he's going to do. He's had a tremendous career so far, and we anticipate he's just going to continue to get better and better. And he's athletic, big, strong, does a great job in really setting the depth of the pocket from the inside, which you really need. So with all that said, I'd like to introduce you to Luis Vasquez.
Not much of talking in front of cameras, but I just want to start off saying thanks to the whole organization, thanks to John and everybody here, and I'm super excited to come here and help any way that I can, and reach the ultimate goal and win the Super Bowl ring. Yeah, it was quick. I didn't expect it to go as fast as it did, but. I had to think about it for a little bit, said a quick prayer, and I just went ahead and went with my heart, and here I am today.
Do you think your experience at Texas Tech helps you when they want to run the no huddle that fast, or that type of thing here?
I believe so. It's in my roots, and it's like riding a bike. Once you learn how to do it, it's second nature to you. So. There were a few. We just didn't feel, we were on the same page, during the negotiations, and that's why I'm here today.
So what about offensive line,
the
scheme? What was it that made you
sign yourself? I actually had a chance to, I was talking with my old offensive line coach, Hal Hunter, just before any of this even started. He just threw out a couple places that would be a good fit for me. And at this point, it was a no-brainer. Had great location, great team, and a chance to win the, go to the Super Bowl and win it all.
Were you surprised the Chargers didn't make a more aggressive offer towards you?
Just from going on in the past, initially, no, but, it's all done and over with now, so I'm just happy to be here today.
Let's go back to maybe game 5 or 6 last year. You're up 24-0 at halftime. Remember that game against the Broncos?
Yes, sir. Yeah. At the time, we felt like we were rolling pretty good, and we had it sewn up. We just had to go out and finish, and then at the end of it all, it was like, witnessing your dog die. It's just a bad feeling, a bad taste in your mouth.
You think that game's any part and parcel of the reason you're here today?
I don't think so. It's other factors played into why I'm here today, going back to that game, I'm happy to be on the other side.
Have you had a chance to talk to Peyton or any of the other guys on the offensive side?
Yeah, Peyton actually called me pretty quickly after John, Coach Maggs, and Coach Fox called me. Peyton was shortly called me after, and stayed on the phone for him about 15, 20 minutes, and, a little chit-chat, and he congratulated me and things like that.
You already start discussing plays with you, things like that?
Not yet. With Coach Maggs, I have. But as far as Peyton went, no, not yet.
So you've spent your career protecting quarterbacks. And what about the prospect of working with Peyton Manning? And also, what was it like dealing with John Elway, all-time quarterback, in his role now, trying to get you here?
Could you repeat the first part? Sorry.
Just the prospect of playing with Peyton and then being recruited by John Elway.
It's hard to fathom. you know, it's you grow up watching these guys, and then you actually have a chance to play for one of the greats, and you play under one of the top ones too as well. It's just like a childhood dream. And if somebody were to tell me 10 years ago, hey, you can be a Denver Bronco playing for, you know, John Elway and Peyton Manning, I would have said, you're out of your mind.
That wasn't
it was an easy sell. Oh, yeah. It was a no-brainer. I'm coming here to do what it is the coaches and staff need me to do to, you know, help progress this team and, you know, reach ultimate goal.
How many teams do you think really have a Super Bowl or bust mentality? I'm not actually asking you to put a number on it, but do you think that's rare as well?
This league is so competitive, and, you know, after every year you see teams make it or get close, and then the next year, you know, it could go the other way. But being here, I don't see that happening here. I just see us, you know, going and going pretty close. If I want, and the ultimate goal is to win it, and that's what I feel that we can do here.
Who are you most relieved off the block on the defensive side now?
Probably Vickerson. I'm eventually gonna have to butt heads with him in practice. But as far as in the game, you know, it's a good deal not to have to, you know, game plan for him.
You said yesterday that you think you owe him a double steak dinners because he feels like the tape you got against him helped you get the contract.
it goes both ways. He's, you know, his league's competitive. He's had good plays. I've had good plays. And, you know, now we get the best of both worlds. We're teammates.
Lewis, offensive linemen just seem to be getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And now it seems like the number isn't 300. The number seems to be 330. What's so special about 330?
You know, for guards, it's keeping the depth of the pocket. You know, you're able to anchor more weight, and guys have a harder time pushing the pocket. So it's definitely a plus.
Is that an easy weight or a hard weight for you to be at?
Oh, it's easy. Me being of Hispanic heritage, I have no weight, no problem keeping weight on.
With the 3-day period where it was just agents and teams talking, how are you, besides the games you play against the Broncos, how are you able to get a feel for the organization and know that you're making the right decision even though you didn't have a chance to visit?
You know, I think my agent said it best was, you know, the location, the team, and, you know, as far as the contract went, it was, you know, I didn't really have to do too much thinking on that. And we both said it was a no-brainer, and, you know, you know, to this day, I feel like I made the right choice.
How close are you with Manny and
Harris? We're pretty close. You know, over the years from being separated with different teams and whatnot, you know, it gets harder to keep in communication, but it seems like every year we usually talk and see each other in person quite often. No, he didn't even, I don't even think he knew it. Whenever I called him and told him about it, he had a, like, shocked expression in his voice, and he just said he had good things to say about here, and he said, I'm going to love it, it'll be a great fit. Yeah, I texted him actually yesterday, and you know, congratulated him. He did the same for me, and told him that you know, pretty stoked to be his teammate.
Lewis, we got a stat that says in all your snaps you only have one penalty.
Correct.
What'd you do?
That was so long ago. That seems. It was. We had a new snapper come in because you know, our old one went down, and you know, just trying to get a feel for a guy, and you know, you see a little twitch and heat of the game. It was one of those, you know, sudden little twitches, and that's what got me.
What are you doing to make sure that never happens?
Working with our teams or my teammates more, get a feel, better feel for them.
Did John bring up the one penalty and say, hey, what's
the nah, he hasn't. Thank God. I do take pride in it, you know, then You know, it's just it comes a part of growing as a football player and, you know, knowing what you can and can't do and, you know, just going out and playing good, clean football, hard-nosed football. I want to say I probably got the same amount. I want to say I got one, and that was against Texas my sophomore year.
Was it a bad call?
Of course, I'm going to say it was a bad call. And, you know, offensive coaches said the same thing. So, it's, you know, it's at the end of the day, it's the only opinion that matters is the coach's opinion. So, I felt better about it.
Anything else for Lewis?
Lewis, the offensive line has a tradition of being hesitant to talk to the media.
I think it comes with being an offensive lineman. You know, nobody really sees us. No, they know what we do, but they don't. You know, they don't see our faces or anything. We're just out there doing the dirty work that nobody else wants to do, and we don't expect any recognition for it at all.
So this might be it.
I'll probably have to do some more, but you know, I'll try to keep it as intimate as I can.